15 people appeared in court last night in Dublin, charged in relation to what happened in Coolock in the city yesterday. Four more people were arrested last night. They will be before the courts this morning. The violence and vandalism took place outside the former Crown Paints factory in Coolock, which is being converted to house people seeking refuge and protection here. Fires were started and fireworks, stones and bottles were thrown at the Gardaí, 200 of whom were on duty throughout the day. Two of their vehicles were damaged. Speaking outside the Criminal Courts of Justice last night, the Garda Commissioner Drew Harris described the challenges of policing in Coolock yesterday.
Obviously, this has been a difficult policing day for us in terms of dealing with serious public disorder centred on the Crown Paints factory. That's a centre which is nominated for IPASS housing, IPASS accommodation. But we are there to make sure, one, that people can go about their legitimate business, and that includes sheltering those who are seeking IPASS shelter here in Ireland. But secondly, also those who are employed in the area and employed in the IPASS centre itself, and in fixing it and making it habitable for human beings to live in. So what we saw today was really unacceptable. There's not much more I want to say in respect of that, as we have a number of people, 15 already charged, and there will be more charges then overnight as well. And together then, on top of that, we've seen serious disorder throughout the day, attacks on Gardaí, criminal damage, and also then offences of serious public disorder. All of those will be under investigation. And may I also then just conclude by saying how well members of An Garda Síochána responded, both in terms of the public order units who responded, but also then the local personnel in terms of dealing with a very volatile and difficult situation now for some 12 hours.
That was the Garda Commissioner there, Drew Harris. Well, we're joined in studio this morning by Daryl Barron, who's a Fianna Fáil councillor in Donaghmead, close to Coolock. You're originally from Coolock, Councillor Barron. You're also chair of the 17 North Central Area Councillors. What was your reaction to what you witnessed in Coolock yesterday?
Good morning, Audrey. Obviously, shocking and disturbing scenes yesterday on the Malahide Road, formerly the Crown Paints building. It just felt like a bit of deja vu all over again, in the sense with what happened in the city last November, the destruction of Garda vehicles, the damage to property within the vicinity, just the shocking, sheer shocking scenes. And you know, I outrightly condemn the violence that happened. A lot of these people that did this arson attacks very much weren't from the local community, and that in itself is truly, truly shocking.
How strong is the opposition to the factory being redeveloped for people seeking asylum? How strong is the opposition within the local community in Coolock? Would you say it's 50-50, more or less?
There's an opposition there, Audrey. I wouldn't put a figure on it, but I can see an opposition. The people that are coming to me in my clinics, the people that are with me and talking to me during the week, at the course of a week, you know, there is opposition.
And what's
there.
The basis of that opposition?
I think very much around having migrants within the community and who they actually are. The communication, the lack of clarity to the community engagement piece has been extremely poor, and the department, the blame is very much laid at the hands of the Department of Integration.
And I want to talk to you about that, but just going back a step to what you said there, are they opposed to migrants, to people seeking refuge, full stop? They don't want them in their community?
Yeah, I think people are practical. And I think at the end of the day, I think people understand that, you know, we have a duty of care to look after people that are seeking refuge in our country. But the reality is that the lack of transparency, the lack of communication with community groups, you know, it hasn't been good enough. And that in itself is where a certain element of society is feeding off. And we can see that feeding off. You know, we can see in general over the last few months, the lack of information out there, you know, is causing people a bit of anxiety.
But specifically in relation to the Crown Paints factory, is the lack of communication, as you put it, is that more based in myth than reality? Because the Department of Integration, the government essentially, is saying that there have been consultations with local representatives for many months, going back many months. Were you involved in those?
I was, but I'd be very blunt, Audrey, is the lack of clarity from the department has been unacceptable. The last follow-up engagement meeting was the 8th of April. Mm-hmm. That's over three calendar months since we had a meeting with the department. And it hasn't been good enough. The reality is that that's not good enough.
Well, what changed between that time and yesterday?
But there has been no clarity whatsoever.
And what clarity are you looking for specifically?
What I'm looking for is what's going in there, what's going to happen. There was no engagement up until yesterday. There has been no engagement. There was an email sent out at 12:30 yesterday to local politicians. That's not good enough when we're in suit of what happened yesterday.
But the department said that in their consultations with local representatives, they had outlined who was going to go into that centre, who was earmarked, and it was women and children, families, men, and around 500-550. So what's not clear about that?
There has been clear clarity. From my point of view, you know, they had mentioned women and children, but I believe, and I've seen videos from yesterday, that, you know, men were outside the building, you know, and obviously then on.
They said there would be men there as well.
Yeah, you know, but I think the lack of clarity around it is something that hasn't been good enough from the minister and from the minister's department, the Department of Integration. But I think we very much need to focus in now on meeting urgently with the minister to actually ascertain what's going to happen here. A lot of people within the community, you know, if there's engagement, I think they'll understand and will be understanding of the situation. But the lack of information, the lack of clarity on the situation has caused for this mess to happen.
Okay. We will leave it there for now. But thank you very much indeed for coming in to talk to us this morning. Fianna Fáil councillor in Donnymead in Dublin, Daryl Barron.